here with Mary Regan of the Vortex Resistance Campaign, and wanted to ask you a few things. Why should people resist paying war taxes? I mean, don't we have to pay our taxes so we support the good things our government does?
Well, there are different war tax resistors approach it different ways. I choose to pay half of my federal taxes because half of our federal taxes goes towards non-military use. Some people resist all of taxes and redirect all their tax money towards human needs and peace efforts. What makes us different from people who just don't pay taxes is that the money that we don't pay to the federal government, we give to other organizations that we would prefer get funding.
And you're perfectly honest and open about what you're doing. You're not trying to hide anything.
That's right. I usually file with the federal government my tax form and send them a letter telling them why I'm not paying what I'm not paying and that I'm redirecting it to other organizations.
I noticed you had a little chart here that shows the military expenditures of the top 10 countries, and the United States is spending so much more than all the other countries combined that it's not even funny. You also had some jars here on your table that contain pennies. Now, they have different levels of pennies. There's one for health, one for education, one for the military. The military only has a couple of pennies in it. Can you explain how they got that way?
Sure. What we did was we gave passersby 10 pennies each and asked them to put the pennies into the jars for the programs that they wanted our tax dollars to fund. So the options were education, healthcare, jobs, the military, and I'm forgetting, is that five?
Housing.
And housing, how could I forget housing? And we ran out of pennies just a little while ago, but the big winner for our pennies was education. Education looks like it's the big winner for the number of pennies. We haven't counted all of them yet. Second came healthcare, and then housing and jobs. And the military really lost in this poll with only maybe a dozen pennies in their jar, where other jars seem to have maybe 50 or 60 pennies each.
And if people wanted to find out more about this, I notice you've got a lot of interesting literature right here on the table. Is there an address that you can write to, or a phone number, or an email address?
Sure. War Resisters League is at 339 Lafayette Street, New York, New York, 10012. Telephone number 212-228-0450. Or wrl@warresisters.org. And I'm with New England War Tax Resistance, and our local phone number in Boston is 617-859-0662.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk with you later.